What's up, guys? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and today I will be continuing with the second of the three parts of the Premier League club's transfer spending. Before beginning, I just want to say that the draft league of the 5-Minute Sports Podcast begins in 3 days, the league code of which is 140935-37959. There were just a couple of sports stories of the day, football stories actually. So I'll just get done with that quickly before moving on to the main part of the show. It looks like it's finally done. After weeks and weeks of speculation, Neymar is off to PSG. It was confirmed today after he apparently bid adieu to all his teammates. And after a couple of hours, Messi also posted an Instagram message. And Neymar replied with, "Thanks, uncle." Meanwhile, Phil Jagielka has signed a 1-year contract extension at Everton, keeping him with the Toffees until 2019. So let's start off with the transfer spending then. Everton have done a lot of transfer activity. They signed Pickford for 25 million, Davy Klassen for 23.5 million, Nathan Angelo Markelo and Henry Onekuru. I didn't get any information on these two, but let's take that as 1 million and 2 million respectively. Henry Onekuru has been loaned out immediately to Anderlecht. Sandro Ramirez was bought for 5.2 million. Michael Keane was bought for 30 million. Boris Matthys has been bought for free. Then we got Josh Bowler. Imagine if he was playing cricket. Bowler opening the bowling or Bowler opening the batting. Anyways, he's been bought for 2 million. Rooney was bought for 10 million. Cuco Martina bought in for free. And finally, Lewis Gibson brought in for 5 million. The players that have gone out are Tom Cleverley for 8 million. Gerard Deulofeu for 10 million. I love to watch him play with his fancy step overs. Romelu Lukaku for 75 million. Aidan McGeady for 2 million. And Courtney Duffis. I didn't get any information on him either. So let's take that as 1 million. That gives us a net spend of 3 million for Everton. I think Everton have done the best transfer business so far in this window. Moving on to Huddersfield, Laurent Depotre was signed for 3.5 million. Aaron Mooy was signed for 10 million, which was a club record signing. Then Steve Mooney was signed for 11 million, which was another club record signing just the week after. Tom Ince was signed for 8 million. And then Scott Malone and Matthias Jorgensen. I didn't get the transfer fee on these two. So again, let's take them as 1 million and 2 million. No one's been sold, just 5 players sent out on loan. That gives a net spend of 33 million for Huddersfield Town. Moving on to Leicester City, they brought in Sam Hughes for £125,000, Harry Maguire for £12 million, Vincent Iboro for £15 million, and Eldon Yakupovic for £2.25 million. Of course, all these figures I've been saying so far are in pounds. And Leicester City have just sold Ron Robert Zila for 2 million. That gives us a net spend of 25 million. Moving on to Liverpool, they brought in Mohamed Salah for 37 million. Dominic Solanke is coming for free. And Andrew Robertson is coming for 10 million. Gone out are Andre Wisdom for 2 million. Lucas Leiva for 5 million, Kevin Stewart for 4 million, and Ryan Fulton for 1 million. That gives us a net spend of 36 million by Liverpool. I'll round off the show with both the Manchester clubs, and Manchester is where the business has been flowing in this transfer window. Manchester City have of course brought in quite a few players. Bernardo Silva came in for 43 million. Ederson came in for 35 million from Benfica, a record for the most expensive goalkeeper in the world. Kyle Walker came in for 45 million. Douglas Luiz came for 10 million. Danilo came in for 26.5 million. And Mendy came in for 52 million. Zabaleta went out on a free. Gael Clichy, Jesus Navas, Willy Caballero, and Bakary Sané were all released. Enes Unal went out for 12 million. Aaron Mooy went out for 10 million. And Alexander Kolarov went out for 4.5 million. Then there's players not even the Man City fans have heard of. Oliver Nitcham went out for 4.5 million. Then the trio of Ruben Sobrino, Joe Coveney, and Bruno Zucchini. I didn't get any information on these three. So let's take these three as 3 million. That gives us a net spend of 180.5 million pounds by Man City. That is something. Finally, moving on to Manchester United, they brought in Lindelof for 30 million, Romelu Lukaku for 75 million, and Nemanja Matic for 40 million. And the players that have gone out are Josh Harrop on a free transfer, Wayne Rooney for 10 million, and Adnan Januzaj for 10 million. A net spend of 125 million. That's all I've got for today, guys. Come back tomorrow for the third part. See you all tomorrow. Bye.